This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأزكى التسليم على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Akhlaq class. Today, inshallah, we will discuss the Akhlaq of the Muslim with his parents. We started by the Muslim with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his own self. And now we're moving to the nearest people to him, his parents. They are the reason for him to be here in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him, but they are the reason for him to be here. And the Quran reminds us constantly about the rights of our parents. As in this ayah, in Surah Al-Isra, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah instruct us to be dutiful to our parents. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Say not to them a word of disrespect. Actually, in Arabic, in the Arabic text, it is uff. How many times your father or your mother asked you to do something and you said, oh, just only that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, even this, do not say it. Any expression of displeasure, any expression of being unpleased with what they are saying, let alone disobeying them. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is reminding you, when they become old, when they need you, because usually that's when your true personality comes to the surface. That's when your true dutifulness to your parents come. Before that, they don't really need you. You need them. But now, we can judge if you are dutiful to your parents or not. Now, this is a great ayah in Surah Al-Isra. And there are many ayat as well. Islam, again, pays lots of attention and gives lots of respect to the parents because they deserve that. Unlike the civilization that we are living in, it's very sad when you observe and you see the TV shows, the programs, movies, every single one of them, you find that the parents are the troublemakers. The parents are backward. The parents are the ones who don't understand. And they make fun of that. Every time there are parents, the children will say, oh, no, not yet. I mean, every single show. Islam does not tell you this. Sometimes actually, in TV, they show you where the children, they are celebrating alone. This year, they don't have to be with their parents, and they are happy. Subhanallah, where is the dutifulness? Where is the appreciation? Where is the loyalty to what they did for you? Look at the other ayah, which is also a great ayah. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. And the other ayah, بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And we have enjoined on man to be good to his parents. In travail upon travail did his mother bear him. Now this is a reminder that your mother suffered for 9 months. Imagine yourself carrying something for 9 months. Carrying something for 9 months. She carried you for 9 months. And what's amazing in this ayah is the reason of the revelation of this ayah. Why this ayah was revealed? Sa'd radiallahu anhu, when he became a Muslim, when he accepted Islam, he loved his mother a lot. And his mother was very sad to see her son accepting Islam. So she promised, she vowed that she will never eat or drink until Sa'd goes back to Kufr. So Sa'd came to her and he told her, by Allah, if you have 100 souls and you lose these souls one after the other, I will not leave Islam. That's all what he said. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the Muslims that even if that's the case, even if they are non-Muslims, you have to be dutiful to them. Because we always hear this question, oh, my parents are kuffar. Do I still have to be dutiful to them? Of course. Do they still your parents? If you say yes, that means yes, you have to be dutiful to them. And again, the ayat are a lot. Your job is to see these ayat, to read the interpretation, the reason of revelation, why they were revealed. And in the sunnah of the Messenger ﷺ, we have many ahadith about also the rights of the parents upon their children. First of all, they are your paradise or your hellfire. How is that? If you obey them, they will facilitate the way to paradise for you. If you disobey them, you are taking an easy way to hellfire. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Walid awsatu abwab al-Jannah. The highest gate of paradise is the gate of the father. One of the doors of paradise is the Al-Walid, the father. This shows you the significance of being dutiful to your parents. And in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdami al-Ummahat. And in another narration, when the man came to him, the Prophet ﷺ told him, إِلْزَمْ رِجْلَهَا فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ ثَمْ. Stick to her feet because paradise is underneath. What does that mean? You go and you look and you will find paradise? It's a metaphor of obedience. When you obey your mother, when you humiliate yourself just to obey her, you humble yourself to obey her, you will get paradise. That's the meaning of the hadith. Now again, the same question. Even if she's not Muslim, yes. The only case where you have the right to disobey them when they ask you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the only case. Many times people ask, oh, they ask me to do something, I don't like it. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to obey them. Not even to show any expression of being unpleased with what they are saying, or you don't want to do anything, let alone the people who say back, reply back to their parents, shout at their parents, and even in some incidents, they may abuse their parents. And in some cases, we have some crimes where a son or a daughter killed their father or their mother. What do you expect after all this? This is horrible. And I'm talking about Muslims, let alone the non-Muslims. I'm talking about the Muslims. The Prophet ﷺ in Sahih Muslim, he said, مَا جَزَى وَلَدٌ وَالِدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَجِدَهُ عَبْدًا فَيَشْتَرِيهُ فَيَعْتِقَهُ. You will never be able to pay back your father, what he did for you. You will never. That's in Sahih Muslim. Except, there is only one case. You find him a slave, you purchase him from his master, and you free him. That's the only case where you will be able to pay back your father. What about your mother? The right of the mother is so great that you will never be able to pay her. The Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked, who deserves the best companionship? Who should be my best friend? And the Prophet ﷺ told the man, your mother. The man asked again, then who? And the Prophet ﷺ again said, your mother. Three times. And then he said, your father. So here's the question. Are your parents your friends? Or you consider them as enemies to you? Now if I asked every one of us, we would all say, Alhamdulillah, we are dutiful to our parents. We are perfect and everything is okay. But they have to judge, not you. If we ask them, what are they going to say about you? Do you really consider them as your friends That's what the Prophet said. You have to be dutiful to your mother most. And subhanAllah, many times parents complain. I told my son to do this several times. He never did it. Once his friend told him to do the same thing, he did it right away. Yet you say, yeah, I am dutiful to my parents. It's very important to remember these texts from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once a man was carrying his mother on his back and doing tawaf. And he was happy that he is helping his mother. Now in tawaf, it's even difficult for you alone to do it. So how about carrying someone else? So he saw Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and he told Ibn Umar, do you think I paid back my mother, what she did for me? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu told him, you did not even pay back one contraction in the labor. Which means whatever you do, it will be less. Now, here is the thing. When you are sick, they sacrifice everything because they want you to be healthy and they want you to grow. But if they are sick, even if you are helping them, you are waiting for them to die. And there is a difference here. That's what happens many times, even for those who help their parents. Why we have retirement houses and why we have even care houses for adults? Because we are missing this thing. We forgot about what they did for us. And remember this. This is so unique about birr of the parents. It's one of the sins that if you disobey them, you will find the consequences in this life before the hereafter. You will see it in this life before the hereafter. This is unique. And if you are dutiful, you will see the same thing also. Allah will bless you, will bless your life, will bless your money. The Prophet ﷺ, when he mentioned three types of dua that they are accepted, they are granted, one of them, dua al-walid li waladihi aw ala waladihi, the supplication of the father for his son or against his son. And there are many stories, true stories happened for someone who disobeyed his alhamdulillah, who disobeyed his father, and his father prayed against him. Instantly, the son was affected by the dua of his father. It happened a lot. In another incident, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma was with his friends. And a man came from the Bedou, from the Bedouins. He was a poor man, that Bedouin. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he took off his cloak and he gave it to him. He took off his turban and gave it to him. Plus he gave him other things as well. He gave him lots of things. When the man left, the people blamed Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. They told him, why you did this? He's a Bedouin. One simple thing would be enough. You gave him all these things. But he said, this man was a friend of Umar. This man was a friend of my father. So that's the dutiful, the true dutiful son. Not only when they are alive and you wait until they die and you say, alhamdulillah, now I don't have to do anything, even after their death. Because people also ask, they died. That's it, I did my job. No, you still can pray for them, remember them, ask forgiveness for them. Because that's what we do in the dua. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا And in the Quran also the same thing, it is mentioned. So your dutifulness to your parents does not stop when they die. It is ongoing. And now again, as I said, how many times you disobeyed your parents? How many times they were unhappy with you? And if they were asked now, would they say, Alhamdulillah, we're happy with them? Or they say, we're not pleased with them? Because some people, mashallah, they pray, they fast, they do all things, but you ask him, when was the last time you called your mother? You just only called your mother? Oh, it was like 2 months, 3 months. Or there was a problem and I'm not talking to her or to my father. Or that's horrible. As a Muslim, this should not happen. When the Prophet ﷺ was asked by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu about the major sins, the biggest or the major sin, the greatest sin is what? Shirk. Shirk billah. What comes next?
Killing a soul.
Killing a soul. What else? Fornicating with the wife of the neighbor. In another hadith, in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ himself said, should I not inform you of the greatest of the great sins? And they said, yes. The Prophet ﷺ said, shirk. He said, then uququl walidain. And then he said, shahadat al-zur, the false testimony. So what comes in the second place? Uququl walidain, being undutiful to your parents. And that's what Allah mentioned in the Quran. The first ayah, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah is reminding you to worship Him alone, and what comes next? Directly. Being dutiful to your parents. So it is coming next. Again, this topic is very long. You could talk about it for hours and hours, but the question is, are you obeying your parents or not? Are you obedient to your parents or not? One of the companions of the Messenger ﷺ, he used not to eat with his mother. He sits with her, but after she finishes, he eats. And when he was asked why, he said, because I'm afraid she wanted to eat from that spot and I took it before. That's how they were obedient to their parents. Again, what if they are kuffar? It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. The only case when they ask you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's all. You have to be good to them. You have to listen to them. You cannot shout at them. You cannot even stare at them. Even this, that's not obedience. They are standing and you are sitting. You don't do this to your boss at work, but you do it to your parents. We only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And again, like I said, Allah is just. So if you do this, this will be done to you. And there is a funny story, but they said it was true. When the man carried his father, after his wife insisted to kick out his father from the house. And he listened. Eventually he listened to his wife. When he carried him and he took him away, the father started crying. And the son asked him, why you are crying? He said, because I did the same thing to my father. So, you reap what you sow. This is in regards to the parents. Now, what about the children? Because you have your parents, and then you'll have your children. What are your rights? What are your duties? There are rights you deserve and your children have to fulfill, but also there are duties. Now the problem is this. Once we talk about the parents, we remember only what they had to do to us. And once we talk about children, we remember what they have to do to us as well. We are remembering only our rights. We don't remember our duties. But you have to be fair. You have to remember both things. Your rights and your duties. Now the same thing for the parents. I mentioned their rights, but also they have duties that they have to fulfill. Many people, they say, Alhamdulillah, we give them money and that's it. No, that's not it. That's a good thing and that's your duty and that's great if you are providing for them, but that's not the only thing. There are many other things. I can brief them through the story of Umar radiallahu anhu and the man. A man came to Umar radiallahu anhu complaining that his son is disobedient. Whatever he tells his son to do, he's not listening. So Umar radiallahu anhu called the man, and the man came, the son of that person who complained. So he told him, why don't you listen to your father? So the man said, oh, Commander of Faithful, don't I have also rights? Umar radiallahu anhu told him, yes, you have. So the man asked, what's my rights? What's the obligations of my father? He said, Umar radiallahu anhu said, he has to choose a good mother for you. Which means before you are born, he has to choose a good mother. Who is the mother of your children? Did you choose a good mother? This is one thing. Then he should choose a good name for you and he should educate you. So the man said, by Allah, he did nothing of these things. He chose a woman from the base and he gave me a very bad name and he did not educate me. So what do you expect? Nowadays we complain. Our children are not listening. What did you prepare for this moment when they are 12, 15, 17? Even when they are 7. Actually, most of the personality is already established before year 7. They learn in the house and they learn from you. Even if you don't notice, they pick from you. They are like the sponge. They take whatever they see, whether you realize or you don't realize. And nowadays, school started less than a month ago, right? I used to complain in the masjid 1 month ago of the noise. The Isha prayer, we have lots of children and we have lots of noise. And it was late, 10, 15, it was late. But mashallah, the masjid is full with children. Why? Well, it's summertime, tomorrow there is no school. Good. Next day, in the morning, there's nobody in Salat Subh. Where are the children? We used to make the noise last night. They are sleeping. Okay, what's going on nowadays? The masjid is, mashallah, quiet in Salat Al-Isha. Why? Oh, they have to sleep early. Tomorrow there is a school in the morning. So we are telling our children school is more important than prayer. Oh, no, no, I never told my child this. Yes, you did not tell him, but that's what you did. That's what you're doing. If your child missed 1 day of school without an excuse, you won't let it go. Imagine your son woke up one day. I don't want to go to school today. Okay, fine. Is that what you're going to tell him? Or tell him why? It is your future. And you give him lecture about the importance of education. But is it the same thing when he misses the subh prayer? Do you care about him going to the masjid for prayer? Do you have attendance sheet? Or it's only for the school? Now, this is what's going on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Protect yourselves and your families. And the Prophet ﷺ said, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. All of us are in charge of what we undertake. We have responsibility towards our children. So that's very important. On the other hand, again, you as a child, as a son or as a daughter, whatever you gain, whatever you have, if your parents asked you and they need, you have to give them. In the time of the Messenger ﷺ, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ complaining, and he was crying when he came, that his son does not provide for him. So when the man came, the Prophet ﷺ said, أنت ومالك لأبيك. You and your money belong to your father. Because who brought you to this life? Allah created you, but who brought you? Your father and your mother. That's why, can you pay zakah for your parents? You cannot. You have to give them. That's not considered zakah. As long as they need, you have to provide for them. The same thing for the children. You cannot pay for your children zakah. But for your brothers, you can. Because you don't have to provide for them. But for your parents, for your children, you cannot pay zakah.
You mean pay them zakah, yeah. The money to them as zakah?
As zakah, you cannot. You have to give them the money if they need, the moment they ask. And again, believe me, a true Muslim, a true son or daughter, they won't let their parents in need. No matter what. So, there are obligations towards the children. Before we ask our children to be respectful to us, we need to see what did we give them. We take our children to school and we tell them, learn honesty, be honest, tell the truth, do not lie. They come to the house, someone calls, I'm not here. So we tell them, do not lie, but we are lying. How do you expect from them not to lie? Some parents, they smoke, and if their children smoke, how you do this? Well, you are doing it. You have to lead by example. This is a true problem that's going on nowadays. Ibrahim bin Adham, one of the pious predecessors, a man came to him, and he told him, I want you to advise me, how should I raise my child? And Ibrahim bin Adham told him, how old is your child? He said, 2 months. It's too early, alhamdulillah, I came in the right time. Ibrahim bin Adham told him, it's too late. If you were honest, you should have come before you married to ask me which wife should I choose to become the mother of my children in the future. Now maybe you consider this exaggeration, but that's really true. Nowadays, there are researches about the children, the embryo in the womb. Still, the baby, the fetus, they are affected by what they hear. Believe me, if you keep on playing Quran, they will pick that. There are researches about this. They can distinguish the voice of the mother. So, that's maybe what the Messenger ﷺ said when he said, تَخِيَّرُوا لِنُطَفِكُمْ. Choose the vessels where you will have your children in the future. So, there are obligations toward our children. And at the same time, they have to be obedient to us. We expect this. You do your job, and then you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now sometimes, you did not do anything wrong, but that's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salam, do you think he did not do his job as a parent? Of course he did, but still his son was disobedient. So it could happen. Now raising child is very difficult, especially nowadays. It is difficult. But remember the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, do not remind your child always, I am the father, I am the mother, I am doing this and doing that. They know what you're doing. So you should not keep on mentioning this. Sometimes the parents are dictators inside the house. They only issue orders. No communication, no dialogue, no give and take. It's only, this is what should happen because I say so. And that doesn't work. It doesn't work this way. You want your children to obey you because they fear you or because they love you. That's the question. Believe me, this starts from the beginning, from very early age. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said about the prayer, عَلِّمُوهُمْ لِلسَّبْعِ وَضْرِبُوهُمْ لِعَشْرِ. Teach them when they are seven. Nowadays, many parents, they are leaving their children in the public school and they don't know what's going on there. And eventually, if there is any problem, they are surprised. What happened? Well, you left them. And now you ask, where were you before that? What do you want from your children? Do you want them to become rich? Or you want them to become pious? Now, of course, alhamdulillah, everybody will say, no, I want them to become pious. But at the same time, if they are rich, of course, there is nothing wrong with it. But ask any youth, any boy who's graduated from school, who's in college, about to find a job, if he's looking for a wife, what he's looking for? Is it really the religion or it is other things? And the same thing, ask any girl. If someone proposed, which one you will choose, if more than one? You'll choose the pious or the one who has more money. And who's responsible for this? The parents. Yes, she has responsibility, but the parents are teaching the children that you have to get a good job, you have to make more money, or people won't respect you, or people... Now, there is nothing wrong, as I said. Why not you have a nice job? Why not you become rich? Why not you have a good-looking wife? But are you asking about religion or not? Who's responsible? The parents, in the beginning. And then the children later on. We all share the responsibility. Look at the scholars in the early ages of Islam. Like I mentioned only Imam Bukhari. What did his mother do? We studied this, right? When he lost his eyesight, she cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because she is worried about his marriage in the future, but because she wanted him to produce something for Islam. And it happened. Allah mentioned in the Quran the story of the mother of Maryam, the wife of Imran. What did she do? She pledged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a servant in the masjid. She never thought that it is a girl, not a boy. And she was saddened by that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of her sincere intention, Allah made her daughter the mother of a prophet, of Isa alayhi salam. Because of the sincere intention of the mother. So what's your intention? You want your children to become rich, to become famous? Or you want them to serve Islam? You want them to be good? And in the process, there is nothing wrong of also pursuing a good career, having other good things in this world. But your major concern should be the religion, the deen. Education is important. And I mean by education, not the academic education, but the religious education. Prayer, fasting. In the time of the Messenger ﷺ, they used to teach the children to fast from early age. And that's why when they grew up, it became easy for them to fast. They give them things, they keep them busy, and then afterwards, they used to it, and they fast. The same thing with other types of ibadat. So, you have to be dutiful to your parents, and also to your children. And if you did your job, alhamdulillah, you will get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will reward you in this life also. Maybe sometimes, like I said, maybe you don't see what you expect. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to increase your hasanat. In general, most families, they have one odd family member. Even if the entire family is good, you still have one person who is deviated. And because of him, the entire family is rewarded. It happens. Or it's the opposite. But you'll have always differences. You'll not have like an entire family with all members. This is one of the scholars. He used to say, I observed all the families I saw in my life, and every time there has to be one different than the others. So dua is important. Like I said, Ibrahim alayhi salam, how many times he prayed for his father? Though his father was a disbeliever. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wanted to pray for his parents, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented him. Do you pray for them? If you wanted your children to pray for you. In the day of judgment, some parents will come and they will have a higher rank than what they deserve. And they will be shocked. How we got this, O Allah? And Allah would say, by the dua of your son or of your daughter. This is the true investment. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمٍ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ. When you die, your deeds stop. Except, if you have a righteous son or daughter, then you did really a good investment. Because they will keep praying for you. And Ibrahim ﷺ was merciful and he was smart. He made that supplication and he got the Prophet ﷺ. Anyway, I'll stop here inshallah. Is there any question about the akhlaq with the parents or with the children? From the students online? Okay, then we'll stop here inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.